This is the Austin Road Show podcast. The Road's Rewind.
There were some tense moments Sunday, though. And I really don't appreciate that because my daughter was in the middle of all of it. And I'm a little protective of her. There was such a great response to the march Saturday that was really kind of planned on the fly. They didn't have even, I think, 24 hours notice on that thing. It's a minor miracle, but obviously, you know, something that they've apparently made a conscious decision to roll with, the municipal leadership in Augusta, rather than ban the short notice march without the proper permits, et cetera, they decided to go ahead and grant it Saturday on Wrightsboro Road. And it started right in front of the old Kroger and Augusta Mall and went down Wrightsboro Road. And it was so peaceful and so successful, and a lot of people didn't know about it until after they were really done. And they said, wow, we wish we had known we could participate, that they put together another march almost immediately, this time for Washington Road, starting at Hooters and going past Augusta National. There was an incident, though, Sunday, and thank God in heaven it was very quickly over with. There were no injuries involved, and with the exception of a very minor crime that occurred, not on behalf of the instigators of the trouble, there were no laws broken. Technically there was, but I'll get to that in a minute. Several young men, I don't know exactly how many, hand to heaven, participated in a stunt, crashing the event. I don't mean in a violent way. I mean they pulled into the parking lot there at Hooters where the march was staging, and they pulled in. Well, I'll tell you what, rather than me explain it, let me go to the hotline. We've got a young man standing by who was part of the I'm trying to think. It's not a group. Actually, I'll ask him. Miles Garnto is joining us on the hotline. Miles, how many of you guys headed over to the march on Sunday?
Well, I don't want to say exactly because I don't want to get everybody else, you know, caught up in this mix. But so I'm just – there was the main two were me and another guy in the other truck.
Okay, were you driving your truck or were you a passenger?
I was driving my truck.
And you're – how old, Miles?
16
years old. And you were with an older family member?
Yes, sir.
You're with a 27-year-old cousin, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Miles, you're a sophomore, just finished rising junior in Columbia County, right?
Yes, sir.
11th grade, all right. So where did you get the idea? And actually, you know what? I'm going to let you describe what you did. What did you do Sunday?
Well, I'd heard about the whole, you know, protest going on in other cities. And then when I heard of it in Augusta, I wanted to go see it, mainly just to go see it. It wasn't supposed to be anything, you know, disruptive. And so, because I mean, in my lifetime, I've never seen, like, an actual big protest. So I wanted to go see it. And my cousin, or the other person, ended up going with me. And the flag that was on my truck, I wasn't really thinking at the time about the flag, you know, affecting people, because it wasn't really like a Black Lives Matter flag or wasn't no like anti that. It was just a Trump flag.
He had He had a large Trump flag in the back of his truck. Right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Fly, in other words, set up to fly like when you drive it blows in the wind.
Yes, sir.
And it's a big one.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So it was just one in your truck?
What do you mean?
Just one flag in your truck?
Yes, sir.
Okay. But you don't have to say how many there were, was there one other truck or two other trucks?
There was one other truck.
Okay, so it was two trucks. All right. Did you or anybody, let me go ahead. So you pulled up into the parking lot there at Hooters, and what happened?
Well, we pulled up, my windows were down at the time, but then we didn't say a word. Nobody in the other truck said a word to anybody, and immediately everybody attacked us as if, you know, obviously now I could see why. But, I mean, I didn't expect that at the time. Everybody, you know, started yelling stuff at us, like just coming at us.
The other truck had a Trump flag, too.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And so what did they, what were they yelling at you without using bad words?
I mean, just normal stuff like the whole F you and like stuff like that. Just.
Did you yell back at them?
No, sir.
Okay. Was there music playing on your stereo when you pulled in?
Yes, sir.
And what was playing?
Some random like song that I just have on my playlist that I listen to every day. I think it was a rap song.
And what's the name of it?
I couldn't tell you. I mean, I wouldn't really. I didn't play it on part. Like, it was just sitting there.
Because the accusation, and there are lots of accusations, by the way, and 90% of them are ridiculous. But one of the accusations was that you were playing music with the N-word blaring all over the place. And, you know, I'm just going to tell you what little I know of pop culture in the year 2020. The vast and overwhelming majority of the popular songs with the N-word playing in them are done by black artists aimed at young people of both colors, actually. I mean, it's I hate to say this, there are more artists putting out that kind of music these days than ever before, and it's widely embraced and celebrated by everyone of your age group.
Yes, sir. I mean, the song, like the word that, you know, rappers use.
The N-word. It's all over the place. All right.
They don't really use it like, I mean, they use it in every song just as a word. And so, I mean, unless you are against all rap music, it's kind of hard to, find songs without that word in
it. I'm not going to be able to give you a sermon right now on the N-word, but this is one of many reasons why it should be avoided. But anyway, back to what happened here. So you immediately, if I'm not mistaken, not only started having, you were being yelled at, but people were throwing things at you, and did somebody come and snatch your flag off your truck?
They didn't snatch mine. They snatched the other trucks after I had already left. Or I didn't technically leave. I just got out of the crowd and tried to get away so I could take mine down because I realized that's what they were, you know, so emotional about was the flag.
How long were you in that parking lot?
The parking lot, like the whole parking lot.
Well, from the time you were first noticed until the time you left, how much time was that?
Probably 20-25 minutes.
Oh, well, you were there for a long time then.
Well, I wasn't. I was in the crowd. I was only in the crowd for probably 3-4 minutes, and then I was like, okay, they're obviously not happy about the flag. I need to like get out of here and take this down. And so I tried to back up as quick as possible, but obviously there was a lane of traffic behind me, so I had to wait for cars to move. And luckily, some of the people that were, like, doing the protest helped, you know, direct traffic to get me out so that I could, like, move out of the way of the crowd and go drive down to the other side of the parking lot and take the flag off my truck.
And did you not just do that, I hope. Did you get out of there, I hope?
Oh, yeah. No, after I took the flag down, the cops were already there, and I just decided to leave and I left and went back home.
Were either you or the other truck driver cited for anything? Did you get a ticket? Did you get charged with anything?
No, sir.
Okay. So no, you didn't break the law, but somebody stole the flag out of your friend's truck.
Yes, sir.
And again, it was a Trump flag. It was not a, okay. As I told my wife when I first heard this story Sunday afternoon, I'm a huge Steeler fan, and I've got the right to tell anybody I'm a Steeler fan, but I'm also smart enough not to walk into a church in Cleveland, Ohio, wearing a Steeler jersey because it's incredibly disrespectful. And you had to know because you're a smart kid, that you were walking into a whole bunch of folks that don't like President Trump.
Yes, sir.
You realize what you did was colossally stupid.
Yes, sir.
Do you realize what you did could have gotten yourself or somebody else killed?
Yes, sir.
Had I been a police officer at the scene, there may have been a case for disorderly conduct against you, which, you know, they could have done it because what you did was very, very risky and very foolhardy. You're protected. It's one of these things, just like those idiots that shout the N-word all over the place. They're protected by the First Amendment, but there's still some things that you just don't do because they're stupid and they're wrong. And have you come to understand how stupid and wrong you were?
Oh, yes, sir. That's
okay.
For sure.
Do you know better than this? I mean, because I had a couple people say, well, obviously his parents don't care about him. His parents must, you know, preach this crap at home, la, 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 la. Did your parents have any idea you were doing what you did?
No. My dad didn't even know I was going down there, and my mom thought that the Trump, she thought that I was taking the Trump flag down and that I was going to go, like, just drive by it one time just to go see what was happening and then come home. That's what she thought. And she told me before I went down there not to, you know, pull into the wherever they were doing it, to, like, keep my distance and to just, because that wasn't my place to, you know, do anything.
Well, my daughter was down there. So, I mean, it was safe and it was respectful. What you and your friends did was literally the only blip on the radar screen that made it unpleasant for some people.
Yeah.
Now, there are some videos flying around that I've seen, and somewhere in one of the videos, somebody yells the N-word. I don't know who it is. I listened to it five times. My wife listened to it five. I was trying to figure out where it came from. I don't know. Have you seen this video?
Yes, sir.
Do you have any idea where that comes from?
I know for a fact it doesn't come from my truck, and I know it doesn't come from my friend's truck. I think it probably came from, you know, the crowd, somebody yelling at me, you know, being mad. And then somebody heard the video and thought that it was me yelling at everybody else.
Okay. Because they've taken this video and they've put – and by the way, is that your picture or your cousin's picture they put on the video?
What do you mean?
There's a video flying around, and they've put somebody's picture up with it. They took somebody from somebody's Instagram account or Facebook page or something.
That's my picture.
That's your picture. Okay. Well, they did that with the intention of laying this all on you.
Yes, sir.
And you're saying that you didn't say the N-word.
No, sir. I didn't even say a word to anybody there.
Yeah, you're an athlete, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
You were supposed to play baseball this year, but the season was canceled. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
How long have you been playing baseball?
You could first sign up at the rec.
Since you were a little boy?
Yes, sir.
You ever play football?
Yes, sir.
So you've been around black kids at some point?
Yes, sir.
As teammates, I mean. I mean, we've all been around black folks because we live in America. But you've had black young men that you have depended on as teammates?
Yes, sir.
Would you ever use that kind of language in front of them in a negative way?
No, sir.
Would you ever do it in a joking way?
No, sir.
You sure about that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, nobody did it when I was a kid. It's funny. Lots of people did it in a negative way back in the 60s and early 70s. By the time I came along, mid 70s to early 80s, everybody was terrified of that word. Nobody used it black or white. But these days, it's off the chain. And it's ridiculous. But somebody yell that word and they're pinning it on you. And you're here to tell me, this is Miles Garnto I'm talking to. You're here to tell me that it wasn't you. And
no,
you don't
sir.
Know where it came from.
No, sir.
All right. What have your parents had to say to you about this?
They're pretty mad that I lied to them and actually, you know, engaged in all this. And they don't support any of it, obviously.
What have they done about it?
Well, at first it was like I was grounded. The only place I could drive was work and then home. And my service got cut off of my phone for a little bit until everybody started harping on me on social medias. And so, I don't know, we went out of town for a little bit.
Well, I'm not asking you about where you are or any of that. That's none of my business. But I am curious, though, how your parents handle this. And, you know, my daughter, 28, I got a son that's 11, and I went through this with her when she was your age and much younger. And I told her, I said, you know, people are going to have a much harsher view of you because of who you're related to. And I'm going to go ahead and tell everybody, in case you didn't know this, Miles' mother is a teacher in Columbia County. And there have been people that have been targeting her over all this, which is asinine. Because let me tell you something. When you start targeting parents over stupid things their kids do, then we can go down to juvenile court and we'll take the gangbangers and the drug dealers and whatnot, and we'll just grab all their parents up and ruin their lives. They're the ones that are actually killing people and hurting people. What Miles did was terrible. It was awful. Stupid. But he didn't hurt anybody. And it sounds like he's apologizing for it. Now, what are you going to, what do you say? I've already on my Facebook page, I've already had 50 people say, oh, he's apologizing because he got caught.
No, sir. I mean, at the time of me going down there, I didn't really think of how it, like, I didn't think of the mass scale that this whole movement was on. And I didn't really understand it that well. And I didn't realize how many people would be hurt by something, you know, something I would do. And I don't ever mean to intentionally, you know, offend people or hurt people like that. So it kind of was upsetting when I realized that I caused all of this, you know, pain and stuff to people.
The video that implicates you as the one yelling the N-word, I guess you can't apologize for something you didn't do, but you understand it's almost impossible to defend you because what you did was so colossally stupid.
Yes, sir.
Well, and I'm not defending your decision to do what you did. I can't believe that anybody smart enough to have a driver's license would think what you did was a good idea. But and by the way, you say you don't want to. And I understand not naming names, but I am curious as to the ages of the other people involved. Your older cousin, 27 years old, who damn well ought to know better. Miles is 16. How old were the other two people involved?
There was another boy that was 16, and then there was another boy that was 14.
Good Lord, have mercy. All right. By the way, the 27-year-old has been fired from his job. He's got a lot of responsibility in this. Matter of fact, I blame him because he should have turned around to Miles and said, "You're an idiot. We're not doing this." But having said that, you're the one that has a driver's license. You're the one driving a 3-ton truck, and you're the one who's flying the Trump flag down there. Now, I'm as big a Trump fan as anybody is. I would never in a million years disrespect a march in such a way like this. I mean, you just can't do that. It's highly, highly, highly disrespectful. Having said all that, do you have anything to say to the black teammates that you've been through heck with over the last, you know, 10 years of your life playing rec ball, baseball, football, young men that stood next to you, young men that depend on you, and you depend on them?
Just that I'm sorry, and I didn't, you know, at first, I didn't realize how big I could affect somebody's, you know, feelings or, like, offend them when I did something like this, and I never meant to hurt anybody or offend anybody in any way. So.
Let me just share one last thing with you. Nobody in this world loves you more than your parents do. And I know that because nobody in this world loves my kids more than me and their mother does. You've broken some hearts.
Yes, sir.
And you've apologized to the people. You're going to need to spend about the next 6 months pretty hard living the kind of life you need to apologize to your parents.
Yes, sir.
Okay? God bless you, and I hope that the community accepts your contrition. I believe from my heart that you're being honest here, and I'm very, very I'm very glad you decided to do this. I think the first step in ever gaining forgiveness and trust from the community is an admission that what you did was wrong.
Yes, sir.
All right. Hang in there, Miles. Thank you.
Thank you.
Miles Garnto, owning what he did.
Thanks for listening to the Rhodes Rewind of the Austin Rhodes Show. Listen to Austin weekdays from 3 till 6 on Augusta's News Talk and Information Station, WGAC, at 95.1 FM, 101.9 FM, and AM 580. Stream it live on WGAC.com or on the WGAC mobile app. Thanks for listening to the Rhodes Rewind of the Austin Rhodes Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.